You've thought about joining a book club, but there's one problem. You're too busy, or buying books aren't in your budget, or some books aren't in the format that you can access, or you lose interest before you can finish, or maybe you have no interest in reading the book. Whatever the reason, there is a book club for that. Here at Book Interrupted, reading the book is not a prerequisite for joining the conversation. It's about connecting and celebrating life's interruptions. Join the community by following us on Facebook or contact us through our website at www.bookinterrupted.com/fans. We'd love to hear from you. Parental guidance is recommended because this episode has mature topics and strong language. Here are some moments you can look forward to during this episode of Book Interrupted.
One horse-sized duck. This is essentially a dinosaur. Or 200 duck-sized horses.
And I was like, this is backward. Just because I do a good job, I shouldn't be punished by getting every closing shift.
They always overwork a good horse. Like, that expression exists.
Oh, okay, I'm a slutty horse. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just imagining like a horse like sassing its ass around.
Little ducklings, if they fall over and can't get up, they die.
But because of the diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Not mine. Diarrhea. Someone else's.
Back door? No.
No.
What? Oh dear. She was into some kinky shit.
You ready, guys? Let's do this.
Express yourself. Share the wealth. Hold on to your bookmarks. We're off the shelf. Express yourself. It's good for your health. Book Interrupted is off the shelf.
The following episode of Book Interrupted is off the shelf. We recommend holding on to your bookmarks.
Ever wonder what we talk about before or after the show? Did you want updates on some of our challenges? Maybe insight into some deleted scenes? Here's your chance. Let's look behind the scenes.
I understand why people need to find a 4% fix in this ridiculous. Who does this? Why does anyone want to do this much work? I don't understand. The 9-to-5ers, I'm sorry, I do not understand you.
Yeah. No, totally. Like the grind, the hamster wheel, I don't know if anything sucks more.
It sucks more joy.
Happening. Yeah.
I think that's what's happening. That's why so many people are leaving their jobs. They're just like, no. Like after the pandemic, they're like, I can't do this anymore. Mm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Labor shortage everywhere because it's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Good.
No.
Yeah.
No,
there's
that's
no
the whole day. That's
yeah. Yeah. There's and then you want time to yourself too, right? Yeah,
totally.
So, like, so you stay up.
Sacrifice.
Yeah.
It sounds like you want a little bit of time.
We already all talked about this when we were talking before about the 4% fix and what had this the circle, right? So
Yeah. Wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, that's what I used to tell people all the time. I'm getting off this crazy train. I'm getting off. This is ludicrous. It's ludicrous to live like this.
Totally.
And you can organize and reorganize, but
nothing works.
There's only so
you
many. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, maybe if I do this, it can work. And you're like, no, because then they just want you to work more for them. Yep. You're like, oh, great. You have time.
The worst is like, oh, you always get things done on time. So I'll just give you everything. Like they do that on purpose. This person will get it done. And this person will go home at the end of the day instead of staying late. And so the people who stay late.
Remember that blonde guy from the Mountie, Sarah? So he sucked at closing. So they like never made him close again. And I was like, this is backward. Just because I do a good job, I shouldn't be punished by getting every closing shift. That's what you reminded me of, Mare, when you're like, you know, if you have good time management, they're like, give it all to her. You know,
It's like,
they always overwork a good horse. Like that expression exists for
good
a reason.
What?
They do.
A horse.
Did you call Lindsay a whore?
What's going on?
They always overwork a good whore. Can you blame
them? They always overwork a good whore.
I don't know. Would I rather be a whore or a horse? I'm not sure.
Get whipped either way.
Yeah.
Or just a slutty horse.
Best of both worlds.
A slutty horse.
Can you imagine a slutty horse?
Can you imagine?
This horse can do it all.
This horse has got it all. I know.
It's like losing its races because it's flirting with other horses.
I'm just trying to dream up business for my other job.
Trying to drum up business. Just
imagining like a horse like sassing its ass around. Like,
yeah, please, can that be one of your pictures?
That could be art.
I would love it if the art was called Inside Jokes and it was just a slutty horse and everyone's like,
imagining like Lindsay as a centaur.
With a big heart-shaped baton.
A little bit too?
Yes.
Yeah, with a beautiful back door. Yes. Beautiful back door. And then, like, the top half is...
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe she's wearing Pretty Woman's outfit.
Yes!
You know, the white...
Yeah,
with the one circle connecting it to the skirt.
That I want that outfit so bad. Yeah, such a cool outfit.
Leah, you do owe me another painting, drawing.
Oh, I know.
That's
I do.
True.
Oh, yeah. So this will be perfect. This will be more, obviously, way more flattering than the last one. Half horse? How could it not be?
Yeah. If you would just go a whole, I won't redo the caricature. I'll just go in another direction. Love it.
Yeah. She can have it on her phone and she can look at it every time she's like having a hard time. Oh,
okay. I'm a slutty horse. It's okay.
Yeah. Got it.
Every time she's feeling over, she's like, it could be worse. It could be worse.
That could be like your Superman stance. Just remember, you're the sluttiest.
You're the sluttiest.
You're a slutty horse.
I like it. Okay. I'll accept.
Excellent.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Leah.
Okay.
I want
done.
It.
I'm literally writing myself a note.
It'll be funny if you don't remember later. Slutty horse? What the fuck?
Like, what does this mean?
Or someone else finds your diary.
Lindsay! As a slutty centaur. Yeah.
She was going mad in the end.
I'm just a slutty horse.
A centaur with a beautiful back door?
Do you remember how you said that if you... pass away and your mom went through your house and found some of your writing, she'd be like, what the hell is this? I just picture her being like, what?
Oh dear. She was into some kinky shit.
She needed help.
Or like, yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, she's like, did I even know my own daughter?
Yeah, like, I love the idea of it. Okay.
I'll put it as my backdrop or my wallpaper.
If it's something on your phone, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's totally something you lose your phone. You're like,
oh, I love us so much.
Oh, that's silly.
You should put it as your business card, Schweitz.
Yeah. Yeah, business card. Talk about a workhorse.
I went the opposite direction. I went like she gets a giant mural and it's just hanging there.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, she does.
People come into her home and they're like,
oh. That's an interesting piece of art.
It's my portrait. Yeah. I had my portrait
That's
done.
That's me.
And Schweitz is like all serious during like the encounter of the person coming into the home looking at the mural.
You're like, oh yeah, that. Yeah.
Oh, that.
Oh yeah.
That old thing.
I got that done in 2021. Yeah. No biggie.
I was amused. The year of the horse, you know.
Yeah.
God. Oh
my
God.
How did we get
okay.
here?
Okay. Sorry, Sarah. Right. I, sorry. We derailed.
Hashtag.
It's good.
Hashtag back door? No.
No.
What was the adjective describing the back door? That's what the hashtag is.
Beautiful?
Beautiful?
Was it beautiful?
I think it was beautiful.
A beautiful back door?
I thought you said hashtag mackerel. I was like, what does that mean?
Oh, like, hashtag mackerel.
Hashtag mackerel.
I love hashtags.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized chicken? Oh, no, duck. One horse-sized duck? Or 200 duck-sized horses? Think about that one. Discuss that with your partners.
Horse-sized duck.
It's hard to
horse-sized
decide.
Duck.
Say it again.
Decision.
One horse-sized duck. This is essentially a dinosaur. Or 200
that one.
Duck-sized horses.
No.
They don't have claws. They just have hooves. They can't climb you or anything.
Yeah. But you have to kill them 200 times. You have to win.
Oh,
and the winning involves the killing in my fantasy. So I'd rather just kill one giant duck.
You just put them in.
I'm
like
fighting them. I'm assuming it's to the death.
It doesn't have to be to the death. But see, this is a very interesting conversation already.
If it's not to the death, then I'll fight the little horses.
Can you not use non-violent communication and just
quack, quack, quack?
Yeah, Sarah couldn't.
She's
do
such
any
a conflict avoider that her computer froze.
Oh, she went robot. You are a robot.
She's like, I don't even want to talk about yeah. the computer. Is all
she's back.
Conflict avoider.
Oh, you're like this. You're back. Oh, oh no, you're gone. Oh, you're back. In the best way, you were back.
You're like this.
But then you came back with a model face.
Great.
This interruption is brought to you by Unpublished. Do you want to know more about the members in Book Interrupted? Go behind the scenes? Visit our website at www.bookinterrupted.com.
Book Interrupted.
Hello, y'all. So Meredith posed a question the last time we recorded, which was, would I rather fight? Uh-oh, I better read it. I feel like it's ducks and horses? No. What is it? Would I rather fight one duck-sized horse? No. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 200 horse ducks? What the fuck? I wrote this down. So strange. 200 duck-sized horses. Duck-sized horses? Little horses? Meredith, is this right? Okay, my notes are weird, but my guess is that do I want to fight a big duck, like the size of a horse, or a whole lot of mini horses? Duck size. I'm saying B's laughing in the background because it's just so funny. So I guess that we talked about it, and I think that I'd like to go with the 200 mini horses. Because I just kick him. And he thinks the same. Whereas I think to like take down a giant duck, which is like, I don't know if my cardio is there, you know? But I feel like I could kick 200 times and be okay. So that's my answer.
Book interrupted.
Okay, I'm gonna just restart my computer.
Okay.
Sorry. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah,
no,
this
is a short one anyway, so I usually do this all before we get here, but because of the diarrhea.
Okay.
Not mine, diarrhea. Someone else's. Someone else's
even,
diarrhea.
Even better.
Yeah.
Nothing like someone else's diarrhea to brighten your day. It's a double-edged sword. Like, you're grateful you don't have diarrhea.
Yeah,
but your extras, and you still somehow have diarrhea. It's not even yours.
That's like a social experiment kind of question. Would you rather have diarrhea or have to take care of someone with diarrhea?
Yeah,
and what that says about you.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, that's a good off the shelf. We should do a round of would you rathers.
Would I you love would you rather.
That's yeah. fine.
There is no good answer.
Well, we should no, but that's what's fun because the whole debate and like conversation about it afterwards is where it gets good.
One. We have a bunch that we did.
I sent them for journal questions when we were originally doing.
Questions. I was like, why did we do that? But journal questions, you're right. Yeah, we have a whole bunch of those.
Well, we could also make up our own. Like that diarrhea one should definitely be in there.
I'm nominating
diarrhea. Podcast gold. I hope we are recording this so at some blooper time
didn't like, Meredith that ever have happens. One that was like it was like would you rather fight one giant duck
yeah. Yes. Like crazy. A horse and I have a whole bunch of interruptions that I'm gonna put together next season, maybe even behind the scenes of Leah talking about it being like, okay, me and B have talked about it. Horse-sized duck, yeah. Or
and then what did I pick? Because I think the little duck.
You pick the duck-sized horses because you can kick them. You're like, I could kick them. Yeah, I could kick them.
I could kick them away. That's why I choose them. Duck-sized horses, like it's just a marching.
Yeah,
danger.
With what
ducks
I was born
are
to
vicious.
Do.
Like they're squawking at you that big. Like you'd be terrified.
You would be eaten in one like.
Terrifying.
Like it would be over.
Yeah, and you're done.
Horses are way kinder than ducks. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's something wrong with them if they're attacking you. Like they're still attacking, aren't they?
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah.
So there's some aggression, but I mean, again, on the scale of aggression, how aggressive have you seen a horse?
could just be bucking around, not even attacking you, just kind of freaking out by itself.
Just kind of like doing its thing.
Yeah.
On its own.
But I don't think horses are like malicious. Would a horse like come at you? It would just be like,
I don't think it would.
It would do the opposite.
It would just freak out.
It would just go away.
It would run.
It would, and it would do exactly what
I've never seen a horse. A duck would come for you.
No, we had ducks.
They do come for you.
They do.
They're scary, and they're like, wow. You're like,
well, I feel like that's more like
ducks you're scared of.
I feel like it's more like geese.
That's geese for sure.
Geese are the ones that are evil. Ducks, I think, are actually the horse of the sea. The sea horse. Oh, no, there already is a horse of the sea.
They're called the horses.
The horse of the pond.
Male ducks are more vicious. We had lots of ducks. Remember? Did I tell you about my duck story? I should just have an interruption.
No, maybe not.
We had a friend who had another farm, and he gave us a boy and girl duck, like a gift, because we have a farm. They're like, oh, for your kids, here's some ducks. Really great.
A wonderful duck.
It sounds like the beginning of a horror story, Sarah.
It is. So the first time they had eggs, there was nine ducklings, and one survived because every time they fall over, they die.
Fall over?
What? Eggs?
Or the chicks? Ducks.
Little ducklings. If they fall over and can't get up, they die. Their heart stops beating. Anytime you see them fall over, you're trying to help them up. And the mom was her first litter, and she didn't know to pick them up. So we were running after the duck, trying to keep them upright. Mom was like at work. And he's like, it's so stressful with these ducklings. And only one survived. I know.
To like make some kind of contraption that they're always upright.
The next batch of eggs she had 19 ducklings. That time she was better, and I think 10 survived. And then the next time, so we end up having like 30 ducks in like 3 months.
Dear.
It was outrageous.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because I was like, maybe it's good that only one survived from the first nine. And
yes.
Then, she caught on.
Steep learning curve on the whole duckling.
So many people told me it's so hard to get ducks because they don't live. But then maybe because we realized they had to be upright and we were helping her so much that the second time she's like, oh, okay, I'll keep them upright. And then she had like millions of ducklings.
Look at my duck army.
Eventually, we had to start eating them because there were just too many.
Eating them.
And then,
But the horror story got flipped on the ducks.
And then eventually, a rat got into the barn where we keep the ducks at night. And got in there and they attacked it.
No!
And then whatever diseases the rat must have had, they all started dying. And within a week, only two survived of our army of ducks. Shit. It was like,
by the end, you're just ducks are going to do duck stuff. And we're just going to be observers.
Being a duck, man.
You feel like
so we have two boy ducks left. That's it. And everyone keeps on suggesting they're going to give us a girl duck. And I was like, Mama, did you want to do that again? Like, that was months of hell with the ducks.
I want to go through this again.
And ducks don't have that much meat. So, and the kids are naming them and we're trying to eat them because we're 30. It was just...
That's too much. It's too much duck drama.
It was intense. And the eggs are not as good. Anyway, this one.
I don't like the eggs as much,
You can tell the difference?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I've never done like a Pepsi taste test.
That's what I want,
At the same time.
Duck, you had like two eggs in front of you. Could you say this was your mother ducker?
They're not. But apparently they're better for baking. I've heard that.
Oh,
interesting.
I think they have more fat in them potentially. Like,
they're very rich.
Like, you eat duck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're very rich.
How did it work, Mary?
Yeah. Now the Audacity looks different. And I hate that.
What looks different?
Audacity.
I hate that too.
I deleted the last one and re-downloaded it. So
thank you for joining us on this episode of Book Interrupted. If you'd like to see the video highlights from this episode, please go to our YouTube channel, Book Interrupted. You can also find our videos on www.bookinterrupted.com.
Bookies, we really want to hear from you. Go to www.bookinterrupted.com to find out the variety of ways you can get in touch. Give us a call and leave a voicemail and we will play it on the podcast. Or write us an email and we can read it on the podcast. Or better yet, leave us a review on iTunes. Anything, bookies. We want to hear from you. Pretty please. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us books you think we should read. Tell us about your favorite moments. Tell us anything. Please, we want to know what you think. So don't forget, that's www.bookinterrupted.com or iTunes, and leave us a review. We will love to hear from you. Talk to you soon, bookies.
Book Interrupted.
Never forget, every child matters.